be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars have always shined.
I have been so looking forward to this show, and once I connected with our guest, I realized that so much of what I was looking forward to was being able to share the story of where this man was, where he went to, and how he got out of it, because I am excited about the human experience and the human will and the understandings of our personal stories and each other's stories, and I'm fascinated by that. And then it dawned on me by listening to him talk and what he had to share, that the information he has today, that if we focused on that, then perhaps it could enlighten some people in their current story. So where in the past this might be like a turning point here for me and for Life Changes, and where in the past letting people know is, I know where you are because I've been there too. That's been important. I know, and this is what this is what happened to me and how I got out and what I learned. And usually by the time we get to what I learned, we're done listening, or we're tired, or we don't have as much time for it. So today we're going to start with what he learned, because it sounds like, feels like something that we need right now. And here it is. So looking forward to our guest, Dane Stevens, and also our musical guest, Alda X, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Life Changes indeed. I am Filippo Voltaggio, host, online with producer and co-host Mark LeJour.
I think tonight's show is so important, and I'm so excited for this conversation. You know, I was thinking about the idea of trauma and of the journey and the human experience, like you were saying. And I think so many of us have experienced some level of trauma in childhood, yet we're functioning traumatics. We're able to function. Mm. Because that's kind of the norm. There's an accepted nature to trauma that only the real bad ones get addressed, or only until you can't function any longer does it get looked at. So can't wait to hear what Dane has to share tonight.
Indeed. Thank you, Mark. I'm glad you said trauma right off the bat, because we're gonna delve into that right now. We've titled this episode, Stop the Cycle of Abuse and Make Your World and Mind a Safer Place. You'll see why in a moment with our guest, author, speaker, facilitator, and developer of the Neurotrauma Healing Process, NTHP, and Soul Recognition Process, SRC. Our guest is Dane Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Filippo. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Trauma. What is it?
Well, first of all, thank you. It's great because I can tell I'm talking with people that have an understanding already. And thanks for your comments, Mark, and yours too, Filippo, in the start. Because, yeah, if ever there was a time for this information to be known, now would be the time. So to simplify trauma, all it means foundationally is something stuck looping in your nervous system unprocessed. And that may sound simple to somebody who understands that, but the complicated part is we haven't known how to access that. And like Mark said, we, you know, as human beings, we can adopt, we compensate. And we are dealing with a highly traumatized world right now. There's no question. That's the foundation of all the mental health issues that we are all being affected by. So, yeah, I'm excited to have this conversation myself.
So accessing that, you have developed a couple different processes that you say can be mainstream and will be. And let's help make that happen sooner than later. So what? In the past, there are different ways of doing things in order to either get to this or cover it, or but what is different about this process? Where does it go, and how does it get us anywhere faster?
Yeah. So what happens in a time of process is the right brain gets locked out, and that's a bit of a generalization. But what happens is it gets stuck in your nervous system, and the nervous system continues to try and process it unsuccessfully. The brain's MO is survival. So it doesn't want this barrage of unwanted, potentially harmful information cycling in its consciousness. So it pushes it out of the way to the subconscious. And therefore, we still function, but we still have this pattern or this lurking feeling or whatever it is, but it will come out in our life. It doesn't matter whether it's our health, our wealth, our relationships, career, what have you, as a negative pattern, as a chronic condition. So that's what happens. And what we do is we help people to consciously process it through a simple left-right brain process. And because what happens, I'm going to take a step back and explain trauma a little bit here. So how we process information is things come in through the right brain. The right brain is formless. Color, sound, imagination, fantasy. It comes, it sees the big picture, experiences the big picture, and then passes it to the left brain to be made sense of, understood, and filed. If that information coming from that right brain is too much, it's overwhelming, it's too bizarre, too scary, whatever it is, that left brain can't deal with it. It doesn't know what to do with it. It rejects it, therefore, and sends it back to the right brain. What does the right brain do? The right brain does what the right brain does, sees it, feels it, experiences it in its entirety, and sends it to the left brain to be made sense of and understood. If it's still too scary, too bizarre, too much, rejects it again, goes back to the right brain, and the cycle has begun. And that keeps happening. And hence, as it keeps going back to the picture side, that has to outpicture in our life. So hence, you talked about until it becomes your life becomes unmanageable. It's never dealt with. And I can pretty much assure you, if you're stuck somewhere in your life, or have some kind of unwanted behavior or chronic condition, it can be all the way to addiction, all the way to depression, but and everything in between. If you have something like that going on in your life, I can pretty much assure you, you have something stuck looping in your nervous system, unprocessed. So what we do is through this left-right brain process, it first of all literally shows you how you work. Because we say to do this work, there's two prerequisites. One is you have to be open-minded because this is abstract work, and that left brain will want to get in there and say, no, this is silly, this can't work, this is wrong, and will stop you, try to stop you in some way. So as long as you're open-minded. And the second one is you have to be open to the potentiality that you're completely responsible for your life, because this will show you how you've been creating your life. And I'm going to qualify that a little bit too, because that's not about blame. Like, you didn't ask to be abused as a child. But when you understand that at this point in your adult life, it's cycling in your nervous system, excuse me, then you will understand that the common denominator is you, that it's cycling within you. And that's when we say taking responsibility. And when you take that responsibility, that's the start of taking your power back. And this left-right brain process allows you to bring this negative belief or this erroneous belief or this negative pattern or experience that you had into the present time, where you literally process it. You get to connect with it. And what's great about this is it's you giving it to you. It's not me or somebody else doing it to you. It's not about giving you a bunch of information or a technique. You get to re-choose your response to that event in real time. Because what happens in trauma is two things happen. One is time stops, and the event continues to cycle in your nervous system at that time. And the second thing I already spoke about is it splits off, and it literally becomes its own entity, because the brain's MO is survival. It pushes it out of the way. So we're able to safely and gently bring that up through the left-right brain process, and you get to reconnect with this part and create the safety or create the acceptance or give that part the love, whatever it is that it needs to unfreeze and come back into this present moment where it's not happening anymore. Does that make sense?
So, Dane, when you say in real time, it's interesting to me because it is always in real time, right? If we're experiencing that in our subconscious, that's in our real time.
Yeah, that's what we're experiencing. But that part, that entity, is stuck back at 6 or 7 or 12. Or, you know, if you had a car crash, it could be, you know, same thing. It doesn't matter what age. But yeah, if it's too much for your nervous system to handle, it stays looping in your nervous system at that time. And we experience it, like you say, in real time, in this time.
So this speaks to the title that we essentially got from your words, Stop the Cycles of Abuse and Make Your World and Mind a Safer Place, which is in essence also, well, not in essence, your book is about so many things. The title is Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life, How to Permanently Heal Unwanted Behaviors, Chronic Conditions and Addictions. You know, I have to say that when you started talking about childhood trauma, and it's not our fault, but we can change it now. If as a child we didn't learn 1 + 2 = 3, now's a good time to learn it. Yet, now is a really busy time to stop and learn 1 + 2 = 3. Like, who has time to look at our childhood stuff?
Well, and this brings us to the next thing that we kind of touched upon. You know, if ever there was a time or a need for this information, it's now. Because people have been traumatized from all that's been going on in the world. And, you know, we've been barraged with, you know, a lot of heavy stuff. And you know, from separation and racism and, you know, scary people running the country and the pandemic and fires and just so much going on. And I believe that when something is up, it's up for healing. Mm. We're seeing going on in the world today. And the one of the big point I try to get across to people, which is what you just mentioned, when we hear within ourselves, when our mind becomes calm and peaceful, we become calm and peaceful. And that's what we put out to the world. We are always broadcasting. And what we put out is what we get back. As I think Wayne Dyer said, you don't get what you want, you get what you are. Or what I would say, get what you are being or vibrating at. So when we put out that calm, when we put out that peace, when we put out that gratitude, that's what comes back. But it's not just from the head. I mean, this is the body holds, the body is memory and it holds everything. And that's where it can be so frustrating for people who maybe have done a lot of work and know their story, but don't know how to bring it to resolution. So until you connect with that life within you, and this is literally connect and have a conversation, through just alternate writing. And there's some different processes too. But when you make that connection, then you can give that part of you what it needs. And some profound realizations come out of this, because you realize that when you give this inner life what it wants and needs, when it comes to peace, your world comes to peace. There's nothing to do out there. It shows you that life is an inside job. And the second part is you come to realize that you are your source. When you give yourself the respect, this inner life, the respect that it wants and needs, guess what shows up? When you give that inner life the love that it wants and needs, guess what shows up? And, you know, we're so used to looking outside of ourselves for our good and, you know, and even for our safety. And, medications is a huge thing right now, which I address because it's fascinating how it blocks stuff out, but it doesn't allow you to heal. It's just blocking out. So this allows you to bring that to resolution. And once you've dealt with this, it might take you a little bit of time to make this part feel safe, and it might take a bit of time for this part to really know that they're loved. But when that occurs, it's done. You don't have to keep doing this. There's no technique you have to keep doing. You have given yourself what you need, and that love is now what emanates from you, and therefore is coming back to you.
Dane, when you say guess what shows up, or guess who shows up, however you said that, it's interesting that in our conversation prior to the show, you started off by saying when people do their work, I don't remember what question I asked you, but you went straight to this, when people do their work, then they can reach higher consciousness. So it sounds like that part is finally done, but that's really only the beginning. Like there's so much to get to and to do and to experience and be. Like we want to be able to be done with this part so that we can move even beyond, right?
Yeah. And you know, as you said, there's so much life and so much living to be done. And unfortunately, we can't skip steps, you know. And, you know, males have a tendency to not be able to have compassion for themselves. And women give everybody, this is just tendencies, tend to give everybody else, you know, the attention and love they need at the detriment of themselves. So that's kind of what we help people to do, is we literally help people to practically love themselves. And the results are phenomenal because you get to experience that in your world and you get to realize that you are the creator of your experience from the inside out. And yeah, when we heal these parts from our past that have ultimately created a belief in separation, when we heal these parts and bring them back into this present moment, what happens is, our energy rises, our natural, I'll call it our authentic self emerges. Higher consciousness, a higher vibration comes through us. And once again, there's nothing to do. When you do the inner work, that's just what happens. You're taking away the resistance. So when you take away the resistance, your energy flows and you become more of who you are. And we've seen passions come out and talents come out and you know, relationships and so on. And it happens not from a place of trying and willing or technique. It happens from you giving yourself that and letting yourself out. And yeah, most people haven't known how to do that. And when, you know, you're right, this is not a quick fix. I definitely don't want to sell this as a quick fix. But when you do this work, what comes out is phenomenal. You get to be who you are and not live in a fearful place and know that you are your source. And I'm probably not doing it justice right now, but that's really the big message. First of all, when you discover the life inside of you, and then you give that life what it needs, and then what happens is that's the segue to higher consciousness that just naturally and automatically occurs.
I had a thought almost as if there's a party to go to, a banquet,
and yes,
right, and yet we're struggling with, you know, do I take the car, do I take the bike, I can't decide, or I'm afraid of driving, or I'm afraid of flying, and we don't actually get on the road to go to the party.
Once again, it's brave work. You get to face yourself, but it's gentle and it's safe. And the thing is, when we work with somebody, we don't give any information. You get all your information from you. We show you how to connect. So it only goes at your speed because it's from you. You're never, you know, don't ever do anything that doesn't feel right. Don't ever do anything that, you know, you don't feel that didn't come from you, kind of thing. And it really gives you the keys to your life back because you did it and it's you that's coming out. And it's really profound because it's simple. Yes, we have a subconscious mind. I've had, you know, some people in the spiritual world say, no, there's no subconscious mind. That's not my experience. But when you do this work, you get to go beyond the subconscious mind being a barrier and start having to harness it and allow that power to flow through you. And you, when you do this, we have no idea the wisdom we have inside of us. The third book that is coming out is a bunch of the writings that have come through me and my partner Annie and clients, because the wisdom that comes through in this writing is just like profound. And it's like, oh, that came through me. And that's all available and in us now. So
is that Unleash Your Genius?
Yes, it is. Actually, no. Unleash Your Genius is the second book. The third one is just a series of writings that have come through. So,
well, I can't wait for that title, because all your titles, I mean, like your Instagram is An Extraordinary Life. You've got something like Life is for the Living. I don't remember. That was your email or something. And it's like, you know, and then, you know, I mean, it's like, yes, yes, and yes. So the neurotrauma healing process, it actually sounds like scientific, like a doctor would give it to us. But I have to say, when you say, you know, we teach you how to connect with how.
So you have life within, and it's a matter of how to, we want to give that life a voice. And how we do that is through the left-right brain process, which is what I do in webinars. And it shows the full process in the book, actually. And I was a little concerned about putting that out there for a couple of reasons. One is I didn't want somebody to go to some place where they didn't feel comfortable or, you know, didn't know where to go from there. And I want people to get the full benefit of this. But if you do that process, as long as you just, you know, stay out of the way, it will come through, and it shows us just how simple this is. And I spoke about the subconscious mind, and I sort of come to, you know, yes, we have a subconscious mind, but maybe it's not supposed to be. Maybe it isn't as subconscious as we think, simply because we haven't known how to access it. And it's kind of like electricity. We've always known it's been there. It's always been there. We just had to learn how to access it. And that's, you know, the way this seems, is it just needs to be known about. And through that left-right brain process, you can give that part a voice. And just to qualify that a little bit further, we access the subconscious mind through emotion, and because that's what is there. So we, in the process, the NTHP process, we take you through that and let that emotion speak and let that come out. And it gets purer and purer as you continue to do the work. And that's the neurotrauma healing process. And that's a process in itself. I didn't think that people could go from dealing with a deep-seated trauma all the way to what I'll call spiritual liberation. So that's why I separated it into two books. And the NTHP, Reclaim Your Power, is the NTHP process. And the book coming out this year, Unleash Your Genius, takes us into the soul recognition or the empowerment aspect of the work.
Yes. And interestingly, when you say giving that part a voice, it also is being able to hear that voice, because some of us have started to hear that voice, or some of us have heard it all along, not just ours, but other people. I like to give the example of when somebody is in an argument in like a work situation and somebody says, I don't have to listen to you, you're not my mother. Well, that's the boy.
So, the cow, huh? Yes.
And so if we recognize that, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing with this, like I said, it's a left, right brain writing process. And it's always a bit tough with this, because until you experience it, you know, this is all just theory and all just talk, but you talk about it, you know, sounding like a science, a scientific thing. And it really is, because what you're doing, we do alternate handwriting. And when I say that the right brain gets locked out, when you're using that left hand, which is for most people, that's what you're letting out. And that's also why I said it's a generalization when I said the right brain gets locked out, because it doesn't matter if you're left-handed, but you let that other hand. And it's profound. It is that simple. You have to get out of the way and not stop yourself. But the only thing that can stop you is you, because if you let this flow, it will flow. And yeah, you will make a direct connection, an intimate connection with this part and what is this feeling, and what it eventually find out what it needs. The start of it is all about creating safety and trust. And once you create that trust, once that part, you know, feels safe enough to speak, you will find out, and we will guide you. And we, as I said, I put the book out in its entirety, and I wasn't sure I wanted to do that, but it can't be kept a secret, so I put it out. But ultimately, it's best if you work with a facilitator in the start, so you make that connection. And it's safe and it's you, but we don't want anybody putting in any degree of risk, even though it's gentle. So we prefer if people work with us first, just to get, you know, underway, so they understand the process and they make a good, solid, safe connection, and then they can take the work over on their own. So yeah.
So Dane, I know you work with people one on one. You work with you do coaching sessions with groups. Obviously, there's the book, and there are a couple more coming out. Or did the Genius one come out already?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So that's coming out, and then the third one, and the fourth, and the fifth. I don't know, but when we come back, if you could, I don't know that everybody knows, and I don't think we've talked about it much on the show, about using the less dominant hand. So if you could explain that process and maybe give an exercise so people might be able to experience it on their own tonight, I think that would be great for when we come back. The book is Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life. It's available on Amazon in hard copy and ebook. Dane's websites are on our website, but Dane Stevens, just like it sounds, online.com, danestevensonline.com, or anextraordinarylife.ca, because he's in CA, Canada. But you can find him in Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. You can find him all over as An Extraordinary Life. And again, we have those links. Or I like this one too. Twitter is dane.spelledout.calm. That's great. Okay, so anyway, we'll be back with more great with Dane Stevens, and a little later on we have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then our musical segment with musical guest Alda X, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio
who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Boccaccio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. We are having such a great conversation with our guest, who's author, speaker, facilitator, and developer of the Neurotrauma Healing Process, NTHP, and Soul Recognition Process, SRC. Our guest is Dane Stevens. I think we've kind of been talking about both processes, but soul recognition, have we talked a lot about that?
We really haven't, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because eventually you'll reach a place during the NTHP that we call traction. And you have traction when the connection, the conversations you have with that inner life, become consistently positive for 10 to 14 days. And that's when we say you can move into the soul recognition process. And when you go into the soul recognition process, we deal with specific aspects of your being. And, you know, I'm the developer of this, but none of this is new. It's just never been developed. It's been, you know, the alternate writing that's been going on, you know, since the start of writing, I'm sure. But it's just never been developed. So, and the next part, the soul recognition process, we go into the archetypes, and we deal the four different archetypes: the lover, the warrior, the sovereign, the magician. And these are just basic aspects of our being. We all have the warrior that needs exercise and needs to, and that doesn't mean, you know, being a rugby player or working out at the gym. It might be an accountant or somebody who needs to really get her done, kind of thing. However that warrior comes out for you. And we all have the lover that needs that touch, that sensuality, that beauty, however that is for the individual. And the sovereign, who is your inner leader, we all have that inner leader. And it may have been shut down when growing up, when if you had your ideas shut down and, you know, then you got laughed at or whatever, and you stopped sharing your ideas and you stopped your inner leader. And we have the magician, which is creative, which is curiosity, playfulness, manifestation. We have that aspect to us that needs to play and wants to play. So these are the four aspects we work with, and you get to feed each one of these specifically what they need, find out what they need and feed them. And it's phenomenal because they are all different. And this, like I say, you have to be open-minded because this is abstract work. And it's funny because I grew up playing hockey and drinking beer around big fires kind of thing. This is not where I come from. So for me to be doing this kind of thing is quite profound. But it's real. And you just need to be open-minded and check it out. And you can feed these different aspects of you. And as you, just like in the inner child work or the NTHP, these parts come alive and you learn which parts have been shut down. And you get to claim your power back in all these different areas. So that's the empowerment aspect, where it literally goes into the empowerment.
And Dane, just to be clear, even after you've done this work, you could still drink beer, right? And sit around the fire.
I still drink too much beer. It's true.
Okay. I wasn't going there. I'm just
not too much, but just enough, just enough.
But for the right reasons now, right?
Yes, very, very different than my growing up. No question. Yes, yes.
or for better reasons, perhaps. All right. So, so what can we do for those of us who don't know where to start? Where obviously they can reclaim their power by getting a Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life book. How do we use the non-dominant hand? And is there a question we could give to our audience that they could try this
so
exercise?
I'm going to run you through the process. It takes way too much time, so people aren't going to be able to do it. But they can get an idea of how it works. And, yeah, you can get the ebook at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or the hard copy. But it's all in there fully. But I'm going to just run you through it. Then I'll give you a little exercise. It won't be exactly the process because you'll have to do that on your own because it just takes too much time.
Yeah, we just have a couple of minutes. I just wanted to give them a taste of a process.
Okay. So how this process works is, first of all, like I say, we access the subconscious mind through emotion. So what we do is we have people write a snapshot. And the snapshot is what happened to you. So if you know something, you know where that erroneous belief came from, or even if you had a childhood abuse or some kind of a childhood trauma, you don't know if it's affected you or not, you would use that. And if you don't identify with trauma at all, but you have a negative pattern, chronic pain, what have you, write about what happens when the chronic pain comes on and maybe the worst time you've had it. So because it is about bringing the emotion up, but as long as you feel safe. So write in as much detail as you can, while still keeping yourself feeling good and safe. After you've done that, you then write a compassionate letter to this person, this more than likely a child that went through this. And you literally write a letter to this compassionate child. And as you write that letter, you probably will feel emotion because you probably haven't connected to that part in this way. So, and then we have people read the snapshot again and feel it, and then read the compassion letter to yourself again, feel it, and then pass the pen to your alternate hand and let that inner life speak. And then you continue and ask another question, let that inner life speak, and then you go on like that. So that's the start of the process. It was very vague, so get the book because it's a lot.
You know, it's not vague, actually, Dane. And I think it's great that you use that example of what happened to you, because it really speaks to what you said earlier. When something is up, it's up for healing. So just that question, what happened to you, right away, I know everybody listening got an answer. And what that answer is today before the process would potentially be very different later on. And then something else will come up another time we ask that, right? And won't it be nice that when we ask that question, it truly is, all kinds of things happen, including a lot of great things, right?
Yeah.
We don't always think about unless we're blocking the negative.
And that's the thing. Like you said, it seems so scary. But when you start to let this stuff out, it's not as scary as you think. And when you learn to show yourself compassion, when you learn how to love yourself, and that's where eventually you will see great wisdom coming through that alternate hand. And really just start. And that's where what I want to give people at this point is, if you're not writing, start writing. Just writing. Cursive writing, not on the computer. We affect thousands of neural pathways in our brain simply through the act of cursive writing. So do that writing, and if you feel compelled to do the process, by all means, I suggest getting the book, even the e-version, just so you have it, so you can be guided, or give us a call, what have you. I suggest doing a session or a few first if you can. That way you'll just get it right away and be able to move on. But start writing and let, feel the feeling and write. And the alternate hand, it is available. As long as you're open-minded, you can ask questions with the dominant hand and let the inner life answer through the non-dominant hand.
So Dana, I'm a writer. This is a personal question that maybe others might have too, but just real quickly, do you have an answer to, you said cursive. Does it have to be cursive, or can it be just whatever it's called, writing not cursive?
Hopefully I said that right. I mean, that's right. That's writing is flowing writing. That's what I mean, the flowing.
Yeah. So it is, it has, it's better if it's cursive.
It is. It doesn't have to be, but it's better because that's really right brain.
Oh, okay.
So left brain is really about text and is really up and down, left, right, up and down sort of thing. So if you can do the cursive, it's better because that is more right brain.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I've learned a lot today. Obviously, I'm sure we all have. The book we've been talking about with by Dane Stevens is Reclaim Your Power to Create Your Best Life. It is available on Amazon in hard copy and ebook, and Unleash Your Genius is coming out as well in 2021. His website's danestevensonline.com and anextraordinarylife.ca. Dane, I look forward to learning more about your program myself by going through as much of the book and also connecting with you more. Thank you so much for being on the Life Changes Show and sharing in the way that you have.
It's been my pleasure, Filippo. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Yes, thank you. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Doris from Miami. I want to thank you for all of your assistance when I came to see you in San Diego years ago to take your workshop. And now, thanks to your activations, I'm living my passion and have become the medium I always hoped I could be. When I shared with you my dramatic and traumatic past, you encouraged me to write a book about my life. I said no, and now my clients and my husband are encouraging me to write a book, and I still don't want to. I'm happy with my present life and don't even want to think about the incredibly horrible childhood and early adulthood I endured. I made so many bad choices and don't feel I need to relive them, as I feel really guilty just thinking about them as I write this to you. I've heard that hypnosis can help me erase my negative choices from my memory. Do you believe this is a good choice for me?
Dear Doris, it is good to know that you are living your passion, as I knew when we met that you were here to be an excellent medium and feel that you've assisted so many of your clients in finding peace with their deceased loved ones. So now let's find a way for you to find peace with your past. Guilt is a very destructive emotion, and I believe a better choice for you than hypnosis to erase your past is becoming willing to shine the light on your less than elegant choices and forgive yourself for making them. There is an amazing book, Forgiveness, A Bold Choice for a Peaceful Heart, by Robin Kasarjian. And I highly recommend you read it as soon as possible. This book helped me so much as I, too, made many less than elegant choices in my early life. I almost let guilt destroy me, and I'm so happy that I discovered this book so that I could make peace with my past and see that all of my choices this lifetime have made me who I am today. I truly believe that letting go of the past through self-forgiveness is vital to a happy and healthy future. Dr. Bernie Siegel said this about the book I'm recommending: forgiveness will heal your life and the lives of those you touch, and your true potential can then manifest itself. I'm grateful for the book because it helped me release guilt and free me from my past choices, and I feel it can help you too.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And with that, we'll be right back with our musical guest, Alda X, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within.
Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and after that great interview with our guest, Dane Stevens, we have our musical guest, Alda X, which was formed in the midst of the pandemic after Arnold Aldana of Alda X was hospitalized with COVID. And once he was released, he and his brother, Arnold Aldana, formed Alda X. So welcome to Arnold and Andre to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did I call you both Arnold in that introduction?
Is that okay? Yeah, it happens a lot. Yeah, because I mean, we're pretty close in age, so it happens very often.
And I'm noticing a lot of A's. Arnold Aldana and Andre Aldana.
Aldana, yeah. Yeah, our name comes from our last name, Aldana, so we just kind of, you know, shortened it and Alda X, and here we are.
And Alda X it is. Well, very good, actually. Glad that you have healed from what you were hospitalized for, which sounds like it was COVID, but it sounds like there was a lot of healing to go around, period.
Yeah. A lot of healing, because we took a break from music for about 5 years before that, to go on our own separate journeys of starting a career over, starting businesses, and then COVID hit, and it was kind of just a slap in the face. You know, I spent 5 days in the emergency room. They told me they didn't know if I was gonna make it, which was really scary. But luckily, I'm here. I did. I'm healthy. And that moment just kind of woke me up and made me realize life is too short, and I have to do what I have to follow my passion, and I have to follow my dreams. So here we are a year later. We wrote crazy amount of songs. And a year later, we have an EP of 5 songs. So,
well, actually, the EP has dropped already, right?
It has dropped. Yes, correct.
Right. And what you're sharing tonight isn't even from that. You just kept going. So we've got something else going, right?
Actually, the songs that we're going to be playing are from the EP.
Oh, they are. Okay. All right. They just haven't been heard on radio yet. So very cool. Well, are we starting with the one that starts with Slow?
We're starting off with
Let Me Go.
Let Me Go.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. We're starting off with Let Me Go. Well, so that's interesting, because Let Me Go is based on a relationship gone bad. It's just that in your case, it was very much more involved, right? It's a very personal story.
Yeah, it's a personal story. You know, being in a relationship and then the other person not being very honest with you, and you find out that they're seeing someone else, and that relationship was a lot more serious than your current relationship with them. So, you know, you're kind of in that. When I was writing that, I was kind of in that space where I was falling for that person, but you know, I had to pull myself back and just say, just this is the moment, you know, no hard feelings, but it was still difficult because I still felt emotions towards that person.
Well, the song is called Let Me Go, and I kind of feel like that's, you know, that's the soul singing to you, like, you know, or something, or you saying, you know, let me get away from here. But here we go. We get to hear it. So Andre is the one that does the music production and all of that, right?
Yes. So, well, it's a joint effort, but it all sits down with either Arnold writing maybe like a chord progression and then he sends it over, or maybe I just do everything from scratch. But from down to the final product is a joint effort. Even just like a random idea, like, oh, let's add a sweep here, let's add a crash there, or let's just abruptly end a song and leave people like guessing and wanting more. So but yeah, I mean Arnold's is definitely the heart and soul with the writing and I just come in with producing.
No, he plays a big part because when he shows me a song and the feeling of the song, that's how I kind of feel writing towards that song. Just the topic, just when I heard this song and he showed it to me, I just heard, oh, this is the perfect song for Let Me Go, for this topic that I've been wanting to write about. So,
okay, well, before we hear it, I have a big, big question. So the picture we posted for you all as Alda X, one of you has the helmet and one of you looks like, is it a lampshade? I don't want to insult. Is it a lampshade?
It's a hat. It's a big fedora hat, and I actually added some gold beads to it.
Okay.
Just for some mystery.
Okay, yeah, so that is you, Arnold.
Yeah, that is
and the helmet guy is Andre. Okay, just what? Okay. All right.
But trust me, during the live show, I take it off. It's just a whole thing that I like to bring towards the live show and bring some mystery and excitement.
Okay, exciting. Well, here is Arnold singing to Andre's backing tracks here live. Here is Alda X.
Let me go, let me go. If
Okay, then, Alda X, thank you so much. And a big thank you, actually, to Annika Paris for introducing both of you to us.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Annika. That's amazing.
If you're enjoying Alda X and you want to learn more about them, we have all their links on our website, but they're really active on Instagram at @official_Alda_X on Instagram. They're on TikTok and SoundCloud and so many other places. And so when I was talking about healing earlier, so there was a lot that was going on in your life, and did you feel, Arnold, that this experience in the hospital and all that, that's what kind of set you over, or were you already on the path of just saying, I need to be who I am?
No, that it's been a year before that, just thinking like, I need to be who I am, I need to follow my dreams. And then finally, that was just the kicker. And yeah, that just kind of set everything up to forming Alda X and going for what we need to, and feel like what we need to do, and write songs.
Yeah. So this next song, which we're going to hear, is Slow Dancing with the Devil. What a title.
Yeah. Slow Dancing with the Devil. This is a story about my time dealing, which is like in the party mode, dealing with drugs, alcohol, you know, the hard stuff, and just being in that, just because, you know, growing up in the LGBTQ community and also in the religious household, it kind of, once I got out, I just felt like I needed to let loose and just go wild, because I didn't feel like I was able to and able to be myself. So that kind of led to that kind of lifestyle of just partying, drugs, drinking, like all everything. And finally, I came to and grew from that. And I'm no longer doing all that stuff, luckily. So,
you know, you said something when we spoke that I found very interesting, and I'm sure a lot of us could relate. Liking what you called bad things, knowing that they were bad for you, right?
Yes, correct. Knowing that they were bad, but still doing them just because in that moment, I felt alive doing it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So here's the song that you wrote about that experience. So here is Arnold with Andre's backing. I'm sorry?
Andre did an amazing job with the song.
Well, as you're saying that as a musician and with brotherly love, I can hear. So with that, here is, I've talked to Annika, and I've gone on the website and all that, and the way that you two have supported each other and are working together, it's very
heartwarming, and I wish you two all the best. This is it's very special. So Slow Dancing with the Devil, Alda X, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. So first off, I want to let everybody know, find them on Instagram, official_Alda, A-L-D-A, _X for Alda X. And then we have all of their links, like for TikTok and SoundCloud. And I have to say, I'm sorry for saying lampshade. I am looking at the YouTube video and I could blow that up and clearly see it's a fedora. So I apologize for that. You go. Don't mind, you know, sorry. But on the picture I had, I wasn't able to see that as clearly. So anyway, but it's fun to laugh at ourselves. Hopefully you've turned down the dances with the devil. Said yes. Your dance card is full elsewhere, I hope.
Yeah, yeah. It's full in okay. Music now. Sounds good.
Well, a big thank you to and congratulations to both of you. It really hasn't been long since you've been doing this already, that many songs and doing what you're doing. So both you, Arnold, and you, Andre. thank you so much, and more power to you.
Great, thank you so much for having us, and it's been a pleasure, and yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, a big thank you to all the X, and a big thank you to Dane Stevens. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.